As somebody who's gotten a lot of calls from bill collectors in their time, I'm excited to be on the other end of the phone today. So that's pretty much what today's second date update is. We're trying to collect a debt. Evan is on the phone, and in case you missed the first part, he went out on a date with a girl named Chrissy. They went out to a Greek restaurant. When they sat down to order food, she ordered pretty much everything on the menu. And he asked her why, and she said she wanted the extra food to bring home to her kids. One, she didn't tell him about the kids. Two, she made him pay for all that extra food, and now he wants to call her to tell her that she owes him money.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, are you about ready to make the phone call?
I am.
I forgot to ask, Evan, how many kids does she have?
Just 3 kids.
Whoa, that's a big surprise.
She's deep in children.
3 whole children.
What if when we get her on the phone, we can come to some sort of a compromise, like she takes care of the tip? Would you be happy with that?
No. She needs to pay for the whole damn meal.
All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now and get her on the phone then. Let's not waste any more time.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is Chrissy there?
Yeah.
Hi, Chrissy. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
And you're calling for me?
Yeah, your name's Chrissy, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm calling for you. Did you recently go out on a date with a guy named Evan?
Oh, I did.
Yep.
Okay, did he die?
No, he didn't. Are you hoping that he did?
A death call?
No, this is just like super weird.
You're the Chrissy that I'm looking for. You definitely are. You went out on a date with a guy named Evan, and Evan is a listener to our show.
Okay.
All right. And after your date with Evan, he emailed us and he wanted to see if we could get you on the phone to talk about something.
Okay. Why didn't Evan just call me?
I'm not sure. Maybe he felt like this would be a conversation better for you and I to have.
All right. That sounds pretty dumb, but whatever.
Evan told us about your date.
Yeah.
And he talked about how you guys went out to a Greek restaurant.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed it. He thought you were really cool.
Cool.
Okay, but he did say there was one problem. Apparently, you ordered a bunch of food.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is the food that you ordered, I guess, was to take home to your kids.
Yeah, Paisley, Brian, and Jack. So what is the problem?
He feels like you sort of wronged him in making him pay for the entire bill, basically buying food for your family.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
This is a joke, right?
No, I'm not. Not at all. He emailed
us. Are you serious?
Yeah, and he said he wanted us to call you today to ask you to pay him back for the money that he spent on the extra food.
What?
Yep.
Who wants to deprive children of food? What the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah, but he feels like he was on a date with you, so he didn't have a problem buying your meal. It was just when you ordered.
Yeah, and it's myself and Paisley and Brian and Jack. Like, that's the deal.
But you got to understand, he didn't even know you had kids going into this date.
Look, if someone's going to take me out, they have to accept me for who I am, and I am a mother, first and foremost.
Right.
So
okay.
I don't really understand what the problem is, and I think he's got some balls asking for his money.
I mean, you honestly didn't offer to pay for any of the food that you brought home.
No, I believe in chivalry, like open doors, pull out chairs, pay for the check.
Yeah, but paying for your meal is one thing. Paying for extra food so you can bring it home to your kids is another, don't you think?
Excuse me, am I on trial here?
No, we're literally just calling so he can get his money back because he feels like you owe him money for that.
Wow, that's pretty pathetic.
Is it like you're going through a hard time right now and you just need help?
Hard time? No, I don't need help. No, I have a job. My kids have never had Greek food, so I thought it was a great opportunity to take them some. So really, I don't understand what your problem is.
It's just an interesting situation. I've never heard of anybody ordering extra food for their kids and then making their date pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, then you've never been on a date with me, and that's probably very likely not going to happen.
Sure, I was thinking about asking you out right now.
The thing is, I'm a mother, so my kids are always going to get their meals when they need them. So if I'm going to go out with you, I need to make sure that they are fed. Does he have a problem with that? Of course they're going to come first.
But he's, I mean,
he does have a problem with it.
Basic manners.
basic manners. Are you a woman hater? We're supposed to be on the same side. What are you talking about?
But your reasoning doesn't even make sense, because by the time you got home, which apparently you were 1 to 2 hours late for the babysitter, which is rude in and of itself, your kids were long past dinner time.
Excuse me, how the hell do you know all of this?
That's because we talked to him about your date and he told us all that information.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Evan, are you there?
Hey.
Wow. Hey?
I'm
That's
here.
That's all you have to say? Hey, I'm here.
Chrissy, I'm pretty upset. I'm going to be honest with you. I really want
you
my money
what?
Back.
You know what, Evan?
Yeah?
It takes a real scumbag to try and take food away from children and complain about what you paid for it.
Whoa!
I didn't know I was paying for 4 people on a 2-person date, though. 5 people.
That's really pathetic, Evan.
What's pathetic is lying about your intentions on our date.
My intentions were clear. I liked you, and I thought you liked me. So
I just didn't know that I was paying so much money for a 2-person date, and I'd really appreciate it if you chipped in. I just think it's crazy to expect me to pay that much.
I think it's crazy that you have to call up a radio station to fight your battles. That's pretty cowardly. What kind of man are you, Evan?
Wow.
I'm a real man.
Oh my God.
Way to state your case there, Evan.
If you were a real man, you would have paid for both bills and then asked me out on another date.
I didn't expect that those dinners would clear me out for the month.
The month? Oh, God, Evan, are you poor?
I'm not poor, but I'm not Warren Buffett either. Your expectations of me are ridiculous, and any guy who's going to accept that doesn't have their head on straight. And I think that you should pay me back part of that dinner, and I think then we will be even.
Oh,
Steven.
Poor baby, getting all defensive.
Defensive is one way to put it, but another way to put it is sticking up for myself.
Well, Evan, you're not getting any money from me.
Well, Chrissy, I would like to ask if you go on a second date with Evan. We will pay for it, so Evan doesn't even have to worry about it. Would you go out with Evan again?
The only way I would ever go out with that dog again is if we agreed up front that he will take me and my children together so I don't have to deal with another radio embarrassment.
At least she's up front about the deal this time.
Evan, will you take her and her whole family out for dinner again?
Sure, I'll take her, her kids, the Queen of England. Ooh. I'll take them all out. Everybody on my dime.
That sounds like a really nice date.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, congratulations, you two. I guess you guys are going out again. You're a great man, Evan.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, I thought you were really saying yes. I thought the Queen of England was going to come along and everything. That's sad.